Hello, my name is Lisa Kaplan.
And I am Matthew Duval.
And we are two of the members of 8th Blackbird. I'm the pianist.
And I'm the percussionist. And welcome to 8th Blackbird Week at Interlochen Public Radio.
Day 2, Tuesday.
Yes.
Thank you, Matthew and Lisa. And good morning, kids commuters. Yes, it is day 2 of Poetry and Music with 8th Blackbird, artist in residence at Interlochen Arts Academy. All through this week, they're taking us through the different movements of the very first piece ever written for that group, called 13 Ways. It's poetry and music. So, Matthew and Lisa, what stanza are we doing today?
So here's the third verse from 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird by Wallace Stevens. It goes like this. The blackbird whirled in the autumn winds. It was a small part of the pantomime.
Nice
pantomime?
Yeah.
That's a confusing word.
Talk about that.
Well, no, wait. Let's start with the first sentence.
Okay.
The blackbird whirled in the autumn winds. We are in northern Michigan with beautiful autumns, and we can imagine that, leaves falling, all the different colors, and mm-hmm. winds swirling the leaves in the air. I've got that image in my head.
And I think, for me, the whirling implies a real energy.
Right.
You know?
Wind coming off the lakes.
Yeah, and there's...
Whoosh,
right, right, right.
Think
and,
about that.
And that it's
swirling and whirling.
It's not just like a calm wind blowing. It's
mm-mm.
really creating
the leaves are not
kind
floating
of energy.
Down,
right.
Swirling around the air.
All right, so
we
that's...
know those days.
That's the first line. And so then what do we make of it was a small part of the pantomime?
Well, a pantomime is describing something without using words.
Right.
Now, this is interesting because the poet is using the word pantomime and describing a pantomime by using words because he is a poet. So that's interesting. But mm-hmm. when we take the poetry and then set it to music, we're really embracing that word pantomime because now with music, we really are describing something without using words.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the thing to listen for in this verse is this, the speed of these whirling leaves and thinking about how you can see that in your mind, even though you're not reading about it, you're just hearing it.
And I would say there's some nice kind of musical things that Tom, the composer, does in the piece to sort of generate energy, which for me is like the whirling of the leaves.
Yes.
So he uses something called a trill, which in music just means where you're very quickly sort of going back and forth from one pitch to the next pitch, either up or down, but right next to each other.
Yeah.
So
and
it just
really
kind of sounds like bada 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 bada. I can't do it singing. It's hard. It's hard to do singing.
No, that would be more exciting if it was faster.
Oh yeah, that was a bad demonstration.
Well, you can play a trill slowly. I'm just suggesting. I think
yes.
faster is exciting.
Right. But so he has taken these kinds of musical elements like trill.
Yeah.
And he's incorporated into the sound world of the movement because I think, for me, that's part of how he's like sort of generated this energy.
Oh, and generating energy, that's another good idea because alongside the trills or sort of underneath the trills, you hear constant rhythms going.
Right.
Chugga, 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 chugga. That's sort of this driving rhythm that generates energy and then the swirling of the leaves, these trills are happening over the top.
Exactly. So let's take a listen.
I would love to listen to it.
The blackbird whirled in the autumn winds. It was a small part of the pantomime.
Thank you.
That was the 8th Blackbird Ensemble performing the third stanza from 13 Ways by Thomas Albert. And we will have more of that tomorrow. So that poem again, The Blackbird Whirled in the Autumn Winds, it was a small part of the pantomime. Well, Lisa and Matthew had even more cool stuff to say about the music and that poetry, and you can find it all on our website, classicalipr.org. Hope your day has all the wonderful whirling energy of leaves flying around or wherever it is. And we'll see you here at this time tomorrow for the Kids Commute. Hasta mañana.